This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. When you work at a university, you hear a lot of different phrases that just make you ask, yes, but what does that really mean? That's the reaction some people had when it was recently announced that the University of South Florida is pursuing emerging preeminent status. We went to the person who can probably tell us better than anyone else why this status is so important, the man in charge of USF's academic programs.
Ralph Wilcox, a provost and executive vice president at the University of South Florida.
Wilcox started by reminding us of the history of preeminent research universities in Florida. It's a short one at that, as the state legislature implemented the concept in 2013. The idea was to highlight Florida's public universities' research efforts on a national and worldwide stage. So to do that, legislators identified 12 metrics, including
student quality and student success, faculty quality and postdoctoral support, research productivity, endowment, private funding, and national rankings.
So after the 12 schools of the state university system were graded on these metrics, only two made the grade of preeminent status. That is, they met or surpassed thresholds in at least 11 of the metrics: the University of Florida and Florida State University. That left a number of schools out.
What I think became apparent to our elected officials is that there was no way to recognize or acknowledge those maturing research universities that were on the pathway to preeminence.
So earlier this year, Florida lawmakers passed a bill that Governor Rick Scott signed into law, setting up the category of emerging preeminence. Now, to achieve that level, a school had to meet or exceed six of the metrics. This year, two schools did that, the University of South Florida and the University of Central Florida. While there's a prestige factor that comes with this recognition, Wilcox says there's a financial benefit as well.
So in this legislative session, for instance, $10 million was appropriated to each of the preeminent institutions and $5 million each in new recurring funding for the emerging preeminent institutions that we fully intend to invest in a very focused and disciplined and strategic fashion.
Now, it's not a done deal yet, as the Florida Board of Governors should approve USF and UCF status later this year. But Wilcox points out that it is a very clear pathway, as USF expects to exceed nine of the metrics and could be up to the preeminent level of 11 within the next few years. And that recognition could lead to continued success.
Reputation that comes along with that is going to impact, I think, the gravitation of the most talented students and the most talented faculty members to the university, which in turn is likely to generate more high-impact research that is changing lives in the state of Florida and beyond.
USF's efforts are getting other forms of attention from Tallahassee, as one of the state's most powerful lawmakers recently stopped by for a visit. Incoming Florida Senate President Joe Negron and other legislators came to the Tampa campus during a week-long tour of the state university system. They met students and alumni who showed off research and products they developed through their education at USF.
Well, I'm very impressed with what they're doing at the University of South Florida. They actually have the lowest admission rate, and they're the most competitive university in Florida in terms of admissions. They also are second in funding for research, almost $500 million. So great things are happening at this university, and what we're here to learn and what we've learned a lot about today is how we can help the university get to that preeminent level.
Negron, who is slated to become Senate President in November, also sat down with USF officials to discuss his plans to increase spending for Florida's universities by $1 billion over the next 2 years.
My goal is that we'll have national elite destination universities in Florida that can compete with the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, University of Virginia, University of Michigan, agreed upon national destination public universities. And so I think we have a chance to make a big difference in that area.
And Wilcox says USF wants to be one of those schools.
We're very much committed to Senator Negron's vision. It aligns very, very well with the University of South Florida's plan or pathway to preeminence and continued growth.
For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.